WCOM-LP, Chapel Hill and Carborough, 103.5 FM. Freedom of expression is essential to a free society. And this is Welcome to Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater. Your host, Claudio, Renaissance man and bard of WCOM, has opened the doors of the speakeasy to invite you all in to find a seat. Get comfortable in the place where you're always welcome and can always expect the very best. Good morning, Claudio.
Good morning.
And you've had a birthday.
Yes.
So happy.
On the 11th, which is rather tragic for Japan, I'm afraid. Not my birthday, just the time.
So anyway, happy birthday.
Thank you.
A day or so late.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Today's show is going to be rather unpredictable because we were actually expecting friends who also have a show here, Valerie and Carl Blake, who may or may not be on their way. So we're just sort of going to fly this amphibian in any directions we can. We have other things to discuss anyway. I think I'm just going to start out by acknowledging my wonderful sponsor, the Historic Carolina Theater of Durham. They've got the Durham Savoyards coming up. Go to their website and check out some of the information there. And also one of my absolute favorite people, whom I'm hoping to host and stage manage again this year, and that would be Judy Collins, who arrives on Thursday, March 31st at 8 p.m. in Fletcher Hall.
All right.
Just want to give a quick bio about Judy Collins, because a lot of today's youth does not know how fascinating this lady actually is. Legendary singer-songwriter Judy Collins has thrilled audiences worldwide with her unique blend of interpretive folk songs and contemporary themes. Her impressive career began at the age of 13, when she made her public debut performing Mozart's concerto for two pianos.
Wow.
At 13. But it was the music of artists like Woody Guthrie and Pete Seeger, as well as the traditional songs of the folk revival, that sparked her love of lyrics. She soon moved away from the classical piano and began her lifelong love of the guitar. I will say, however, that she still plays plenty of piano because she interchanges with her pianist on stage and goes from guitar to piano while she's singing. So she began her lifelong love of the guitar. In 1961, at the age of 22, Collins released her first album, A Maid of Constant Sorrow. Collins is noted for her rendition of Joni Mitchell's Both Sides Now on her classic 1967 album, Wildflowers. She won the Grammy in 1968 for Best Folk Performance, or Folk Recording of for Both Sides Now, which she's quite known for, which has since been entered into the Grammys Hall of Fame. Her version of Stephen Sondheim's Send in the Clowns, one of the most famous ones in her collection, won Song of the Year at the 1975 Grammy Awards. In 2008, Collins was honored with the release of Born to the Breed, a tribute to Judy Collins, featuring covers of many of Collins' most well-known songs by legendary stars such as Joan Baez, Rufus Wainwright, Chrissy Hynde, Arlo Guthrie, Leonard Cohen, whom I know you like a lot, Dolly Parton, and Sean Colvin, a singer known for her stunning purity of her soprano voice. Well, I'll get my voice right in a minute. Collins is also known for her eclectic tastes in music, moving easily through the folk, rock, pop, and show genres. She has been a social activist all of her life and was spokesperson for UNICEF. She has released more than 40 albums, had numerous top 10 hits, Grammy nominations, and gold and platinum selling albums. Collins continues to create music of hope and healing that lights up the world and speaks to the heart, and God knows we need it now. And that'll be March 31st at 8 p.m. The Historic Carolina Theater of Durham, also my wonderful sponsor for Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater.
And when are the Savoyards coming?
The Savoyards, don't pin me down to the date, but I think it's 22nd, 23rd, somewhere there. They're going to be there for the week.
Okay.
So this
I didn't
bring the date with me. Coming right up.
Right, coming right up. Okay.
And we have our guests. Oh. Let me know if that chair's too low for you. I'll give you the one I'm sitting on. Hold on. We're switching chairs.
I'm good. Okay. I don't
mind. I have Valerie and Carl Blake in the studio, I'm very happy to announce.
Good morning, Claudia.
Good morning. Great to see you again.
Likewise, and Audrey.
Yes, it's been a long time.
Yes. All these smiling faces.
So now we really don't know what the show's about.
Did we mess it up?
No, that's my job. Thanks.
Oh, thank you.
We like to take credit for all train wrecks and things.
Okay. They like things intense.
Yes. Who wants to be bored?
I agree.
Yes.
Totally. So you're going to have to tell me something about your show, because I'm still on a telephone line, so I can't listen to the stuff on computer at home just yet. One of these days I'll catch up. I haven't caught that train yet.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to catch the Unstoppable.
He caught the train, but it had a wreck right down the end of his driveway.
That's it.
We had TWC problems, too.
Yes.
Good. I don't feel alone anymore.
No. Work for those little sticks that I still never can get the right name for, we'd be kind of out of touch. But as it were, we do a lot of fun things.
Of course you do.
Creative, colorful people, the arts. And
I think it's been at least a year since I've had you on. That's just not right.
Exactly. It has been at least a year.
About that.
Maybe a little longer.
Yeah. I'm thinking like a year and a half.
We used to have the best comedy shows on radio together.
And just you wait.
Yeah, right.
Neither of us are awake yet.
Audrey's never got this experience.
No, she's never. She's never had the energy blast.
Maybe not in this particular group, but believe me.
No, we're talking about this particular group. Right. Thank you very much.
Well, I mean, I have sat outside outside the studio when these two have been on.
Okay.
I have also listened in a few times from home because
a listener.
Yes.
Listener.
Well, I have to say, you two, your energy and your spirit and your uplift comes through.
It's amazing what caffeine will do for you.
Yeah, and that ride over from Durham in the same car. You said, what? So we get to work a lot of things out with our listeners.
That ride over, would that be with Cheech and Chong?
Yeah.
Yes, I think so.
All right, don't tear the equipment apart here, Carl.
I never sit on this side.
There we go. There we go.
Okay,
is that working?
That's better.
Sorry for the noise out there, folks.
That's okay. Sorry.
Is that mic picking him up well?
Yeah, got him up high because that's the poorest mic in the station.
Yes.
Okay, can you juice me up just a touch more?
Okay.
Not much. Not much at all.
I had to tighten you down because you were running off on the red.
I'm sorry. I'll back up.
Well, when this group all gets together, this needle's going to be in the red for most of the show. I ought to put you all the way down low.
So if you're anyone who's tuning in out there, you actually won't need the caffeine for the next hour.
Because
you're
going to get it right now.
Yes.
It's a blast.
You can take a coffee break or don't take a coffee break. Just tune in.
Just break.
Yes.
Just take a break.
She's got the coolest piece of equipment over there.
I know.
And it's an amazingly good piece. Tell us about that.
Yeah. I do this as a back off, and this is, and I'm not promoting anything, but it's an Eteral. It's a professional field recording thing.
Man, they've gotten nicer.
It is.
I need to get one.
It is really.
Me too. I've got the old one.
Yeah.
And
well, this was my
one.
My big present to me for. For like 3 years.
That's how we DJs work, 3 years.
You can also use it for independent interviews and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah, I bought an external mic for doing one-on-one, pre-recording one-on-one interviews, and it works beautifully.
Can't you see the advantage I'd have at my stage manager console at the Carolina Theater? Whoever I'm stage managing, get them for a few minutes, record them, put it on CD, collect a collection.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to drag us kicking and screaming into the 21st century.
I like that. You know me and my toys. I see a new toy. It's like, ooh, I want
one. I
got to have one of those.
It's terrible. So, I see people with these little iPods and iPads.
I'm still working on that iPod thing.
And I look at it and I'm like, hold yourself back, Audrey. Hold yourself back because I don't really need it. It's just so cute.
Didn't you say that was an I Love Me gift?
Yes, it was.
So you don't have to need those. You just need to want them.
Well, you know, I sort of made it I psyched myself into it by saying, oh, this will be very useful for me.
Mm-hmm. Yes, of course. You have to tell yourself that.
And never have to find a reason to just love me.
Right.
Mine's the software thing.
Now, let's take a moment here and more fully introduce Valerie and Carl Blake, even though they're legendary. We still want to give them the proper introduction.
Oh, they're just two strange people who wandered in off the street.
We just came in off the
Can
street.
Can we come in? It's cold out here.
Yes, there we go. They have their own art gallery, which is actually how I first met them through Betty J. Rhodes, who's supposed to be here. You're late, Betty.
No, she's making an entrance. You know, you theater people.
Oh, I see. Okay,
yes, it's an entrance, I presume.
I should know that. We'll see if she makes it before the end of the show. Darling, the idea is to enter the party at some time, not at the end of it. Not the parking lot.
But, nice to see you again.
But I first met you through Betty J. Rhodes and actually represented me through the Durham Arts Guild to be among your artists.
That was a fun time.
That was a wonderful time, yeah.
It's a different organization now, but that's another story for another day. That.
And your company, of course, is Artful Greetings.
Yes, Artful Greetings, and we also have Artful Concepts Marketing. So we get a chance to do all the fun stuff that we used to do for corporate America.
Oh, tell them what Artful Greetings is.
And Artful Greetings is a greeting card manufacturer that specializes in multicultural cards. So, but the I guess the unique marketing proposition from the beginning was art cards with words.
Yeah.
So we get an opportunity to, you know, not all artists are like you, Claudio, that can write the verses to go with the cards.
I still want
to
do that for you, though.
Yeah, we need a line. But we have this opportunity for artists to be seen and marketed to a larger group of people. And then on the back of each card is a bio about the artist and the writer's name. So our toll-free number, you know, and the website, artfulgreetings.com. So people get an opportunity to find the artist, find the graphic or spoken artist, written artist. And if they want to hire them to do other things, then those are opportunities that are just out there. And so we like to try to do that and also expose young people because to art and writing. Because,
absolutely,
you know, if we don't have people that write, we're going to be kind of obsolete.
We need literacy, yes.
Yeah, so that's...
I can speak to that. So yeah. My other show is the Carborough Book Beat.
That's
people
right.
Stop writing books. I mean, I don't have a video
show
anymore.
Although I did see something just today that the Kindle, the digital books, are about to overtake actual printed books, like within the next 2 years, they're expecting that.
Don't have one of those either.
I know.
It may be a while.
It's something about that tactile thing, you know, the touching of
I'm
the
waiting
page.
For that to come out in comic book form.
And a book doesn't need a battery, and you don't have to turn it off when you're on the airplane. And you, yeah, I mean, I don't know, maybe.
What do you mean it doesn't
Kindle
need a battery?
On, I don't know. A book doesn't need a battery. The Kindle needs some kind of...
Yes, Kindle needs some kind of juice.
Some kind of juice, right.
Yeah.
So the book, you can take with you anywhere.
It's going to be hard to say goodbye to books, but I appreciate the idea of not having to cut down any more trees for them.
This is true.
Well, you can do recycled paper. Paper doesn't
You can
to
make paper out of grass.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So,
really?
Come on.
We just can't
what else can you do out of
we
grass?
We just can't get the fat cats to agree to do that.
We're not going
to
go that place, Carl.
What did I miss here?
He said that so clearly. Like,
I know.
You can make paper out of grass.
Oh. I wasn't talking Cheech and Chong here.
There we go again. We're standing in the middle of the road today.
I can just see. Would you please go ahead and burn that paper?
We don't want to, you know, encourage any more book burnings. Please.
No, please.
This is true. This is true. Although I have seen some self-published things that might make good kindling, as opposed to pamphlets and such. This is my book. I need to talk to you about it. Yes. Do you? Really?
Please. No. There's nothing you can say.
But I believe bad books deserve to see the light of day, too, just to provide comparison.
Well, you know, you never can tell what piece of written information will attract or be important for someone.
Someone.
Exactly.
Somewhere.
Exactly.
Just because I have seen 23,000 too many self-help books does not mean that someone out there is not getting some benefit from them. I
That's
mean,
true. You know, those 6,000 pages of yours were... I love that paragraph.
It touched me right there. Page three.
Page three. Thank you very much.
Yes.
But then you'll turn around and somebody who has not had this great life experience that we all have had, you know, just coming up, will there's always a need to repeat the information because there's always new people coming along. So I'm just, you know, sticking up for all these people out there who keep my Book Beat show going.
Well, Audrey's about to establish a little corner called Boring Books.
No. I'm a firm believer.
I'm going to throw something at you.
Go ahead.
I really believe that any book can get read if placed in the proper position, like in the bathroom.
Oh, yes, right.
You'll read the back of the Clorox bottle if you're in the bathroom.
Just make sure that paper stops enough.
It really is my library. That's where I do all my best studying.
Yeah. Oh, I think many people feel that way. The throne, the porcelain altar. Yes.
I don't know. How long do you guys spend in the bathroom?
I'm not there that long.
No,
I'm
I
trying
had
to make
issues.
A quick short trip.
Short stories, darling. Short stories.
Short stories, maybe.
Flash fiction. Have you heard about flash fiction?
No.
Flash fiction
is
two
a
lines,
story
three lines, or something.
That's like a paragraph or you know, a page long. Mm-hmm. They give it a number of names now, but it's actually a category. and they call it flash fiction as well.
The real name is Why Are You Reading This?
Well, it's you
is
know,
it like an
they're,
article?
They're quick. No, huh? it's fiction. Hmm. You know, an article is usually nonfiction, but they're like very concise
it's
stories.
It's what George Carlin would call brain droppings.
I miss that guy.
So do I.
Yeah. Anyway, so that would be good for, you know, people whose interior workings work a little bit faster.
Flash fiction. Well, I guess it kind of works.
Then who?
Then people who are reading whole tomes.
Yes. I usually stick to Sports Illustrated. Mm-hmm. Everything in there is short.
Mm-hmm.
But the people have to read it.
And you don't focus on the pictures?
No.
But there is one pristine copy that I've seen around with these little girls in it. And that one seems to keep getting recycled.
That's got literature, baby.
Yes, it does.
Yes.
It's hard to read that little teeny type in between them bathing suits.
Right.
You got to take the magnifying glass with you. And that keeps you in there for a while longer.
That's called a staple.
They didn't have your eye for color, so they didn't know that you can't put the little white type next to the sandy beach.
Mm-hmm. Whatever works.
I believe it's freedom of the press. I keep opening that page. I can't see that page.
Well, to continue this introduction, Kyle, tell us about your show.
Well,
you're on Valerie's show.
Creative Colorful People Radio is our show, and the show is basically...
And the Mighty Whitey has not been invited on board yet.
I don't know why not. I thought we did invite you.
Did you?
We did.
I thought we did. We just couldn't ever get our schedule straight.
But maybe you're always invited.
Well, thank you,
darling. Just drop on in.
All right.
You know where we are.
Thursdays at noon.
Yes, every Thursday. It's a show about art, and it's Creative Colorful People. It's all about the art, the artists, and the art of living well. The art is about art of all types, music as well as your type of art, graphic arts, and
spoken word.
Spoken word, right. Because we have young ladies on there often. I think you've met Val Jones.
She does sound familiar, yeah.
I think you have.
She's
somewhere.
She's a poetess.
I probably have.
Talented.
Yeah, just she not calls in face for right now.
Yes, she does.
Extremely talented. Mm-hmm. You would love her. She's a person you can give her like a sentence.
Oh,
and tell her you've got 5 minutes to come up with something, and she will, without writing most of it down, be able to, as she says, spit it right back out.
I really appreciate people like that.
Very talented.
She's a broadcaster as well, so she has timing and delivery, and it's just a hoot.
Yeah, it's not somebody that comes along, and like us, she's, as we say, creatively challenged.
I think you just took away some of the splendor with that last addendum.
Well, that challenge part, you read them Facebook things, you know. She has moments. We all have moments.
Oh, we're all
life,
yes, we
know.
All have. Yeah.
What else do we have? Chip Sharon.
Chip Sharon is a Hall of Fame guitar bass player.
Rock and roll Hall of Fame bass player.
He was the original bass player on.
It's on Rapper's Delight.
Rapper's Delight.
Uh-huh. Boom, 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 boom. The bass line that launched the whole genre of music was the original rap song.
Amazing, really. Wow.
As most musicians, you know, being in the world, most of them don't really talk to the public very much.
You're right. They just go from
they go do their thing.
Pieces, yeah.
Yep, and especially if you're the musician in the band. You know, you're not the guy who's the front guy.
Yeah.
Chip's more, right. I like to be in the back, play my bass. And when we started talking, having conversations, we found out, man, this guy is one, a plethora of information about the industry.
No doubt.
Because he's been doing it for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he's played with every major artist, all the pop stars.
Yeah, but is he still more of a background guy with most of them, or does he actually come out and speak?
Nope.
Oh, so you let the bird out of the cage.
Well, he still likes to do his own thing. Yeah. But they say he likes to get in the back, and he says, you know, when you do the pop concerts, it's basically because, and you know, doing pop shows, they are on time. And they got the show is exactly, this is what's going to happen at this moment.
Every second is programmed out.
And he says, you know.
No spontaneity.
No, none. And he said, after my 20th show out, you know, I've got it to the point where I'm playing my bass, and we jamming, and I'm rocking, and I'm thinking, did I remember to turn that iron off?
That's kind of rough. He was with Christina Aguilera. He was saying that was one of those, that was that type of concert.
Choreographed right to the very second.
Oh, my goodness.
Which You know, he said, those are great. They pay the bills.
Mm-hmm.
And you're out and you're touring. You're still doing your thing. And you keep your name out there.
He's probably thinking the whole time while he's playing, he says, I hope this concert is a sellout because I need a new house. My house is burning.
Yeah, you know. Because I don't remember if I turned an iron on.
Right. In that hotel room, I hated it. I got my stuff out.
And then he gets the other end of the spectrum where he gets to do the jazz things because he's basically a jazz mm-hmm. bass player and hangs out, you know, plays with Marion Meadows and all the big names. Right. And he said, that's a whole different experience because each show is different. We go in saying, we're playing these songs. But somewhere in the middle of that song, somebody decides to say, well, I'm going to add this in. And everybody has to keep up. Pay attention. He said, so it's kind of like school every jazz concert. You know, it was great to find
So that is that is the spontaneity. It's built in. Mm-hmm. But it's like you still can't skip a beat. And
we know where the song's got to end at.
Yeah.
You guys can do something in the middle if you feel
okay.
it.
Okay. You can take a little trip here, a little trip there, but mm-hmm. this is, yeah.
And he's local, too. Yeah, we actually went to Hillside High School together.
Oh, wow.
Back 100 years ago.
Yeah.
And he was just a hoot then, but who would know? I mean, his mom was a music teacher that taught everybody piano in town, so it's a long legacy there. And then we also have our friend Cliff.
Cliff Bellamy.
Cliff. Oh, from the name is familiar.
Durham Haroldson.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Yeah, he's the arts writer for them. So week on Thursday, he tells us about the cool stuff he's going to be writing about in the paper that weekend, or some things that may not have made the paper that were really interesting. So
good.
We never know. We always know it's going to be something creative. It's going to be colorful. And Cliff is kind of like our Bob Newhardy, has this delivery that's kind of, you know, we're giving you the facts, ma'am. And it's just a hook.
And then he'll throw a joke in there, and everybody's like,
Cliff!
Made it funny.
He did what? Oh no! Yeah, and then who else? We get some friends to call in from around the country. Mm-hmm. Superman from out of the Delaware Valley, which is Carl's home.
You found Superman?
Yes.
Oh man, he landed in the Philadelphia area.
He's partying.
Does he appreciate the way he's being represented?
he said he wished people would stop.
Right.
Just leave me alone. I'm trying to be low-key now.
And I really don't mind kryptonite. I crush it up in my coffee.
Pitch between cheek and gum.
Yeah. So it's...
This is why my eyes glow, and I can see in the dark, yes.
You can tell it's mighty hard during our show to keep a straight face.
So as a result, we play a lot of music well. Yes. And we're dying laughing. Well, okay, play a song.
The music is so you can breathe for a minute, and then you go back. Right.
Yes, and we do a lot of local artists that are headed towards or have been on the big stage. They just never got the big name.
Oh, you said local.
Local. Mm-hmm.
Local.
Not local. Some of them are local, though.
Yes, yes.
There is an interest.
It helps.
Yes. So, you know, it gives them an opportunity to get their music played out there because,
Wonderful. You know, yeah.
A lot of them don't get a chance on commercial radio stations, as well as we play some of the commercial artists who have great music out there, but they just don't get played on the commercial station either because they're not that pop category. You know?
Yeah,
there's so many musicians out there who don't get heard. If you don't have the internet.
I think some of the best talent doesn't get
it. It's the ones not heard.
Truly.
And that's where a station like WCOM comes in. It's just such a wonderful format.
Because that's very much what I want to do, too.
Mm-hmm. We love being here. I mean, it's a great opportunity. We know there are artists that have gotten played from out of COM that wouldn't have gotten any juice.
I agree.
And that was the little boost that they needed to show folks, hey, we're on this show.
Mm-hmm.
And the family of artists and creative people, this is just a great place to do what we
and
do.
And you can make a CD copy of the show and have that to represent yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. And with Merge Records doing their thing, that's going to make it much better for us here in our little neck of the woods.
Tell us about that, Merge Records.
Those guys are the guys who won the Grammy.
And
what was the group called? I keep forgetting the name of the group. I'm sorry, y'all.
That's just how new they are.
That's okay.
But they were the Cinderella story, basically, of the Grammys this year. An indie local. And they, I think they self-produced.
Fantastic.
Yeah, they play a lot. They did a lot of gigs around here.
They've done a lot around this area. So it's just like the home team won. And went to the big game and won.
You know, so,
that's awesome.
An insider story. I do know that the Grammy nomination committee is actually looking to broaden their scope because there aren't Grammy nomination committees every state in the United States.
They're only
in certain places. And
what is it, Atlanta and D.C. are the closest
Atlanta and D.C. are the closest to us. There's Atlanta, D.C. and Philadelphia, New York on the East Coast, correct?
And otherwise Hollywood and things in that direction.
Right.
So I think it's just, 12 altogether?
Mm-hmm. 12 altogether. So North Carolina is in consideration.
Durham. Yeah.
Interesting.
And this whole music.
Well, it should be because we've got a very powerful music ensemble. Yeah. I don't know, what do you want to call it? Community or
community?
Life?
We do.
Some fresh really perspectives incredible. And some really strong talent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when we asked about that, they told us that the reason it hadn't happened before, one was because nobody thought about adding another entity, mm-hmm. add another body to the body. And when they did, North Carolina came up because it's always on everybody's tour. Mm-hmm. And their first statement was, well, you don't have enough Grammy winners. And after looking at it, it's like, well, that's really not true. Because there's a lot of people who actually live in some part of North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. It's a great place to call home. And
they got an apartment in New York. Mm-hmm. You know, we go to New York 6 months out of the year, but the rest of the year, we live in Charlotte. We live outside of Durham. We live in Chapel Hill. Mm-hmm. You know, so there's a lot of performers who actually have ties to this area. And they saying, why can't the people who actually represent the music from my part of the state have a vote? So
I agree.
It's an underground thing right now, and they're trying to work it in. We need more people actually to win Grammys here, whether they write. And a lot of folks don't realize, you get Grammys not only for being the guy who stands on the stage performs. You can get a Grammy for writing the liners on the back of the CD.
Yeah, the actual CD notes, the linen.
You mean the recognition actually extends that far? Mm-hmm.
Yes, it does. Everything,
as it should.
Yep. Everything that's tied to, and I kind of learned, I learned that lately after we started investigating this. I didn't know that the people who wrote the liners got a Grammy. They're like, hey, if you write Grammy liners on your CD, and the CD wins, you get a Grammy. I was like, ain't that the best? I don't have to sing. I can write
Give
stuff.
Me a Grammy.
I can there get still may be one in your future.
Exactly. Yeah. I may not be, I'm not out the ballpark yet. So if you're a writer, if you
can we just
graphics,
misspell grandma?
Grandma, hey, you know anything is good now.
No. Absolutely not.
See, there you go with that perfect English thing.
I mean, good grief. Some things just are beyond the limit. I won't go.
Now, I'm always teasing Valerie because she's always talking.
Grandma award winner.
There you go. There you go.
My grandma loves me.
You're on my plug. Thank you.
Well, my niece and nephew do call my mother Grammy, so maybe that has something to do with that.
I think we're breaking through slowly, Carl. What happened to you there?
She cut me off.
Oh, I see.
There we go.
I never do that.
So I'm very glad that I've been able to share that information about the Grammy.
Yes, I'm
so
glad you have. I had no clue about that.
Everybody go out and win something. Win this place.
Insist on a Grammy.
That's it. So you can get a Grammy.
And treat your grandmas nice.
Thank you. So that's pretty much what our show is, a hoot.
That sounds like we have quite a few similarities because I very much believe in the same thing, yeah.
And,
it's wonderful.
And the Carolina Theater is one of our best buddies as well.
Yes, we love absolutely.
That's our favorite venue. We like to hang out there.
That's the reason I've been sort of freelancing there all these years. It's just a good place to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We try our best to help out as many nonprofits as we can.
Yeah. I don't know if you...
We don't have a lot of money to give you, but we got a lot of
big
ideas.
We talk about
energy.
Yeah, energy. And we can find some bodies to send to you.
Actually, as much as we have in common, I would gladly take on some of your spillover and vice versa. If
cool.
I feel like somebody's more appropriate on your show... do the same thing.
Cool.
Absolutely.
Because we're family.
Yes, exactly.
We are.
Exactly.
And there's lots of really cool things going on that folks that may not be listening to one show or the other just because of timing.
Right.
And so we do try to do that.
Well, it's one of the things that we tell in talking about WCOM is if you don't like what you hear, tune in again in a half hour because you're going to get something entirely different.
Exactly.
It's like the weather in the Caribbean. If you don't like the weather pattern right now, wait 5 minutes.
We are a very eclectic radio station.
Yes, we are, which is what I love about it.
I mean, I've got some favorite stations, I have to admit, besides WCOM.
Right? What?
Like, if I want classical music, I'd CPE.
No grandma for you.
I like it. I'm sorry. Yeah. So what? I'm bigger than all of that.
Okay. She is tall.
And if I want you know, some nice smooth jazz, it'll go to NCU.
Mm-hmm.
But WCOM is not like that. We're not identified as one particular genre.
No.
We have talk shows like, I'm just going to talk about the station now. I mean, we
That's
have
cool.
people like Home Power Hour where they're really into the environment, environmental stuff. And we have Larry Thomas who comes on late Sundays and plays really great jazz and Solomon who comes on Sunday afternoon. So we've got a great jazz lineup. But then we also have Carborough Bookbeat, you know, my other show on Mondays. We have authors and poets and people of that nature come on.
Even a story show.
Yes.
The wizard one.
Oh, yeah.
Wiz comes on Tuesdays and, you know, talks about all of the
spirituality,
spiritual,
for the most part,
you know, new thinking in the way of what human beings are and why they're here. Or we're here, they're here. See, it's not, I'm not one of them.
I'm not sure we'll ever figure that out, yes. I'm just here waiting for the bus.
It's like you said, beam me up, please.
Is this really my stop?
Scotty, there's no intelligent life here, please.
So, and then you have shows like this one.
I was wondering if she was going to get around to mentioning that at all.
Yes.
But we are in great support of the arts, of creative thinking, as well as playing the kind of music that, if you know, we have from hip hop. We have political hip hop with Furious George on Thursday nights, and we go to the best of the popular music of the last 50 years on Saturday mornings with Rocco.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like Rocco.
Right. My name Rocco.
Yeah.
I've had him on a few times. He was always great.
He's fantastic.
I like Rocco.
Yeah.
He's cool.
And then we even have somebody who reads children's stories at 8 o'clock on Saturday mornings. And that's Good Morning Moon.
Right.
Yes, 8 a.m. And that's Tobin Logan. He has readings with Tobin on Mondays after following Carl.
Now, are these traditional stories or are these stories
he
that this person writes?
No, he doesn't write them.
Okay.
But he has this huge collection of children's stories.
Wonderful.
And he It used to be from 7 to 8, but he has just taken over. James Coley used to do Ethics Matters at 8 a.m. and you know, would get into a lot of this philosophical talking. He has now switched to Thursday from 6 to 6:30. He has a show that's a little bit like that. But so that has gotten Tobin up to 8 a.m. So on Saturday morning, which is better. This means I actually have heard him.
Right.
But it's just super neat. So the point being that this station opens its doors to everybody who has an idea about what they would like to put on the air, what they think would be useful and helpful or interesting to the rest of the community.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll listen to the idea and we'll give them some training and we'll put them on the air. And if you don't, as I said, if you don't like what you're listening to right now, don't give up. Come back a half hour later or so, and you'll find something very different.
Yeah,
like coming up after us today is John Paul McClellan.
That's right, and he just snuck into the studio.
Right.
And I just want to give a quick shout out to the Bluegrass Boys we had on last week, Ronnie Brown and his whole gang at BMF Tool and Die. I really enjoyed being part of their show last night in Broadway. I've actually connected with literally with an artistic gold mine in Broadway with these guys.
Really?
They have been jamming together for two decades now, and people like Charlie Daniels walk in because these are the people that inspired him and just sits down and, you know, jams with these guys and other names I can't even think of right now. So I've sort of met the core of people that take refuge in Broadway, the real people.
The real people.
Yeah, and they're awesome, including a NASCAR legend that did 140 races, Jimmy, with God knows all sorts of race drivers. And the beauty of these people is that they're just regular humble Joes. You got to dig for this information. They're not bragging about it.
Nope.
Which is the beauty of it. Anyway, guys, I really enjoyed my evening with you. Sorry I cut out on you a little early. I pretty much did my part of the show and then I split, but I'll be back later.
And that just accentuates the fact that WCOM puts real people on the air.
Absolutely.
And it's quite refreshing. That's part of our background we probably didn't really speak to. We both were in corporate radio for 25 years each.
Where your speech is rather limited.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It really is.
And you play what, you know.
They tell you.
The same songs.
You are a mouthpiece.
And then, of course, on the other side.
Read
is
that
very
card.
Much, you know, focused on revenue and returns.
Absolutely.
And I've always felt, I mean, I'm a old, you know, liberal from my crib. And,
right.
I think every, you know, that there should be an opportunity and a way for alternate opinions to be heard.
Yeah,
and people
I agree.
Should know, and it shouldn't always be about money. Of course, we all need money, the station and everyone else, but
yes, but
certainly
I think
it shouldn't be only you get to talk if you have enough coins.
It should be treated as a tool and not as something so dominant. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we get to have fun. And then plus he gets to play all the songs that the old PDs that he worked for wouldn't let him play. But this is going to be a hit.
Well, at least I can see you finding some freedom there. Because if you're putting on the music, you can talk what you want to talk as long as you're within the confines of the history of where you're going.
There are some songs I played that was told, you may never play that on a radio station. I said, watch me. One day, this song is going to make it.
What's the old saying? Sometimes it is better to ask forgiveness than to... How does that go?
Ask for permission.
Ask for permission.
Ask for forgiveness.
Thank you, Audrey.
As opposed to permission,
Right.
That's one of the things I live by.
I kept getting smacked by my parents for being that way.
That's exactly what the problem was.
I
thought you were going to be okay with it.
Yeah. You didn't tell me no, but twice. You're supposed to do three. Who didn't tell you? That's
the rule. And this is 3 years later, and you're still slapping me for it.
That hurt. But at any rate,
that's it.
The persistence never goes away. But one thing that we did want to mention while we're here is an event that's coming up in April.
April the 16th.
Oh, yeah, please.
April the 16th. It's called Please Say.
Bal de chapeau.
Thank you very much.
Hello, what? Say again.
Say again.
Something about somebody bald.
Ball of hats.
It's a hat dance? A Mexican hat dance.
Oh, interesting.
Almost. Not quite Mexican, but Venezuelan, actually.
Venezuelan, wonderful. And what is this? Where is this?
This is all related to the Kids Notes program that has been brought to Durham. El Sistema started the program about 30 years ago in Venezuela. Mm-hmm. And basically, they put classical instruments into the
and they start with violins.
Yes, and these were in the poorest areas, and basically watched the children train them, gave them their own musical instruments.
Heard about
yes,
that.
It was on CBS Sunday Morning.
CBS
and 60
Good
Minutes.
Morning, 60 Minutes, 2020.
Yeah, so several
PBS has done a special on them.
And I think there's something running currently on some of the public access
That's
about that.
That's what I saw, that. I think, on PBS.
PBS. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so this is a fundraiser to help this program in Durham. They've started the pilot program in Durham, so other cities and symphonies and whatnot are looking towards the program that's being done in Durham. They also
The venue?
The venue is going to actually be at the North Carolina Mutual Building. And be on that Saturday evening. April 16th. And so people will decorate hats in the theme of their favorite song, and there'll be, dancing, and the children will come and perform. And they're doing several different performances around the community now, but it's really just a wonderful way to introduce music to underprivileged children that might not have an opportunity to be exposed to string instruments, and started in South America, and it's made its way here. So the program in Durham is in the East End area, east part of Durham, where there is a large Hispanic concentration, but it serves all of the students, and it's at EK Poe School after school and then on Saturdays. So they've actually got a concert coming up this weekend.
So this is to support what's going on in Durham, not necessarily what's going on in Venezuela.
Right.
That's just the root of the program.
That's where the program came from.
And I've always appreciated NC Mutual for doing this type of thing. I used to be their kitchen manager many moons ago.
Really? Oh, cool. Yeah. Cool. Hey, you know they closed the kitchen, by the way.
Yeah.
For some
Claudio
reason.
Did. Was it something had, that you did?
We went to eat lunch. We actually were going to a meeting for Kids Notes. We're eating the cafeteria and walked up and the door was closed. And I was like, what happened?
I think it was probably one of those contract things.
Was there a sign up? Claudio's gone?
That was it.
They had moved furniture and everything.
Have you seen him?
Oh, Claudio's gone. He took the furniture with him.
<That's> Claudio!
Yeah, the pickup truck and the tractor trailer rig behind it.
Yes. But it's a great group of folks that are behind this effort. And that just happens to be the venue. And so I guess some thanks will go out to the folks at Greenfire because they own the building.
Greenfire donated the building.
Yeah, they donated the building.
So this is a fundraiser for
For that program and to get more violins.
Is there a website or something that people can go to?
They can go to Kids Notes. And that's KIDZNOTES.org. And all the information's on there. And as I said, if you'd like to be a sponsor, you may still sponsor. There's plenty of time left for you.
And Katie Wyatt is the director.
She's the executive director.
She also works with the children. So she's wearing several hats herself there in that organization.
She's an accomplished violinist.
Mm-hmm. Right. Very much so. So that's the kind of thing. Just one of the little things that's going on in the community. And they also have some other events where you can see them. I think they had a concert at the DPAC a couple of weeks
Pretty
ago.
Pretty impressive.
Part of the Durham schools.
But, right. They're doing, they're going to be with the Durham Symphony Orchestra.
Yes, this weekend at the coach at the Emily K. Center.
Yes.
So there's lots of opportunities just to check out the kids. And, you
That's
know.
Great. Yeah. What's the age of the kids involved?
Well, they start at three years old.
Wow.
My goodness.
I think they say right now the oldest they have is a 9 or 10 year old. But they carry them all the way through high school.
Okay. Wow. That's beautiful.
Catch them during that developmental stage when they're just little sponges and everything. Mm-hmm. You know, just like you can teach a child a foreign language much better as a child as opposed to a crunchy old adult like me.
Crunchy.
Crunchy.
3-year-olds are right cute holding their violin.
Yes, I had some arthritic moments this morning.
See, my birthday had no effect in making me feel older, but she just did.
You could relate to that term, though. Yes. Crunchy.
That's it.
The bone.
Yes.
Yes. And if you want to fight, you take away my Advil, my ibuprofen. You're going down. You know, no, but at any rate, the children are able to learn faster and more easily, and it just gives them something to focus on in, as we know, a world that maybe doesn't have a lot of fun. And
well, it's amazing what something like music can do.
Yes.
It's the root of everything.
Yeah. And it's science, you can change a whole life by giving a kid a musical instrument and encouraging them in that. I mean, because it sort of it raises the vibrational rate of the thinking or something like that. It's just incredible.
I think that's probably a very scientific perception. Yeah. And speaking of music, that was me squeaking my way in here. I forgot to announce.
His own sound effects.
We're getting a little.
I didn't ask to keep you folks quiet for a moment.
I'll let Kryptonite talk.
I did want to give proper acknowledgement. Last night, Bill Tripp was the one recording everybody, and Ronnie Brown, of course, who's got his album out. Here it is, the Bluegrass album that you can look for. And then we also had. Jimmy, and I forget Jimmy's surname. I don't know. Forgive me, Jimmy, but he is the NASCAR legend whom we had the pleasure of having all these folks on the Speakeasy last week. So this is my shout-out. Just wanted to make sure that I gave everybody proper credit because I know people in Broadway are listening and I could get in trouble. So
gotta go home,
this is my shout-out.
Gotta
I want to make sure the gates are open for me, not sorry we're closed.
In Broadway.
Yes.
Well, Bill has his own recording studio down there, right? Bill Tripp?
Yes, Bill Tripp does, exactly. Right. And I went to the recording studio, and of course he brought a good portion of the recording studio to BMF Tool and Die.
And we'll have them back on here again at Audio Speakeasy sometime with their.
And next time I think they're going to bring their instruments and actually do a live jam.
That would be great.
That John Paul actually knows one or two of them. They've jammed in some of the same places. And, of course, I say that and find that John Paul has vacated the building.
But John Paul knows people, somewhere. And John Paul knows things.
Yes. And I've seen John Paul's picture in the post office.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he's going to be coming back in here very soon.
That's what I'm trying to prompt.
He's not a part of the cabal.
No.
No, not at all.
No, but he does like the gefilte fish. You don't expect me to follow sequence, do you? This is something you asked me to mention earlier, and I thought I'd do it before the show runs out, and I'm accused of not doing PSAs.
Okay.
On March 22nd, 2011, at 7 p.m. in the Carborough Town Hall, there will be a public hearing on the rezoning application for a parcel of land in downtown Carborough for use as the site for the Southwest Branch Library. It is the intent of the Board of County Commissioners to develop this property and move forward with the long-awaited goal of a freestanding, full-service library to serve the citizens of Carborough and Southwest Orange County. All interested residents are encouraged to attend this meeting with representatives from Orange County to learn more about the project. Additional information is available by calling Gwendolyn Harvey, Assistant County Manager, at 919-245-2307 or visiting www.co.orange.nc.us/library. That's www.co.orange.nc.us/library. Did I have enough dots in there?
There's a dot everywhere.
Well, you know, I want, and this actually is not part
rather
of
speckled.
Our regular PSA, but we did interview Nearest Levy yesterday, and if you want to know more about the library, mm-hmm. go to bookbeatradio.com.
No, thank God you're not doing those dots again.
Right. Bookbeatradio.com will link you to where the podcast is up about the show yesterday.
Wonderful. I know there'd be a lot of people interested in seeing that happen because you said you've been fighting for this
20
for
years. Plus years.
There's no library here?
There, we have two. We have pieces of library.
Pieces of library.
We have a library very active in the McDougal Middle School.
Mm-hmm.
Over here in Carborough. And then we have a cybrary, which is, of course, the internet stuff that's in here, the Century Center.
Oh,
so
okay.
They're in two different places, and they have different hours. And so it's not a convenient thing at all. And they're very limited space-wise as to what they can do.
I see.
So with the idea of putting the library smack dab in downtown Carborough mm-hmm. and be able to have it all in one place,
mm-hmm.
have a greater access hour-wise for the community, and be able to expand their collection and their ability to serve the community.
I am really surprised to know that there's this dearth of library facilities in this community.
It's something that they've been struggling with for a long time. Mm. There is a Chapel Hill Public Library, mm-hmm. But that is a nonprofit organization. That's mm-hmm. not in the library, the state library system.
Oh, okay.
And then you have the campus library, but that's for the college.
Cool. Yeah.
Yes, and of course, the community people have access to that, mm-hmm. but it's it's geared towards the university students. The fact that a place like Carborough does not have a public library and, that's paid for out of the taxes, that this is the highest tax region in the area, mm-hmm. is Carborough, is ridiculous.
Truly.
So, I'm personally, this is not the WCOM does not take public stands on issues. So you recognize that WCOM is not taking responsibility for anything I'm saying.
Right. But DJs have personal opinions.
Yes, we do.
So anyway, if you're for or against it, and there are people who don't want it in that place, it's March 22nd, and get there at 7 o'clock. There's going to be a crowd.
Okay. Do they have other locations in mind?
Yeah. They have looked at, they've been searching, as I said. They've been searching for a long time.
For 20 years.
Yeah. Wow.
And this is the closest they have come in actually finding a place that the county is ready to back up and go through. Yeah. And what we're looking for now is for the Carborough Board of Aldermen to approve the application.
Uh-huh.
It has to be rezoned. It's conditional rezoning so that it's conditional rezoning to business, but can only be used for the library. It can never be, that property could never mm-hmm. be sold and have a put in a CVS.
Okay. Right.
So that's all it will ever be used for. So again, to everybody out there who are interested in expressing their opinions of any, wherever their opinions lie,
so anyone that can transform from that potato on the couch, please do so.
It's mm-hmm. at 7 p.m. March 22nd over at Town Hall.
Sounds well worth it. Now you can have that PSA.
Yes. We'll leave it here for the next person to come in and read.
Absolutely.
Thank you,
So
Claudia.
Give us the times for your show again and any contact information in that regard.
We are on every Thursday at noon to 1. And you can always reach us. Like I say, we're always open to – sorry about that. That's just threw my bill up there across the room.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
We're always open to music suggestions as well as topic suggestions. Like I said, we try.
Do you accept call-ins? I haven't done that yet.
We really don't because we run, I guess you could say, somewhat of a tight ship as far as timing.
I can imagine.
So you get call-ins, but they're scheduled call-ins.
They're scheduled.
Yeah, that's
they're
scheduled.
All of our contributors.
Right. Now, if there's something that you really need to tell us, you can always reach us at freegift@artfulgreetings.com.
Wow. Okay.
And
or if you want to make a request, a dedication, mm-hmm. or just tell us about something that was on your mind.
And if you really want to reach us, if you look hard enough, you can find our phone number. It's not a hard phone number to find.
We
put it to the whole world.
Right.
I'm laughing. I say we never say it on air, but it's right on everything we send out. mm-hmm. is that phone number.
That's
and,
true.
And
if you Google either of our names, yeah, it's going to pop up in a press release or something somewhere. Yeah,
unlike corporate America, we don't have a lot of secretaries, so we're probably going to answer that phone.
Yes. I know I've called it.
Thank you. You know him. One
Why
of us
are you
answers.
Calling me now?
Sometimes it's his assistant, Diane, and sometimes it's my assistant, mm-hmm. Blake.
Ah.
Or Carly. Or Pat.
That's
it wouldn't
favorite,
even sound
Pat,
like
Pat.
A really big whole extension, but generally it's one phone number. We answer it.
Good.
So as I said, being nonprofit friendly, we try to get in as much information about nonprofits. If you've got a nonprofit that you're doing something and nobody seems to be paying you any attention, send us some information. We'll try to talk about it. We'll tell Cliff about it, and we'll tell you, Claudio, about it.
And then we'll see what we can do for it. And then I'll embarrass them for it.
Thank you. They'll be mighty happy and never bother
us
again.
Exactly.
Because we have told people about our friend, Claudio, the mighty whitey. Yes.
How did that go?
Nobody thought that you really said that.
They did. No one believes that story.
Y'all need to stop making that up. Y'all need to start something.
No.
Like, no, he said it.
He calls himself that. And you know, he is kind of a dude.
Now, wait a minute. I got called that in the Virgin Islands. Take the story all the way back.
He told us the story, and we didn't know. We sat there looking at him going, really? Well, dang.
Yes, Claudio has
Can
stories
we call
for
you
every situation.
I have run small countries in the Caribbean. Yes.
Did you won some contest or?
Yes, and I didn't have the White House. I had the banana boat.
The banana boat.
The
there we go.
Banana boat. Okay.
Me and the tarantulas.
So.
Hey, Mr. Mally Man, Charlie, he's got the spirit.
Daylight come and to go home.
I didn't slip on a peel. I slipped on a whole banana. Yeah.
See, I tell people Claudio has a story for every situation.
That is. So that's where you can find us. You can either
Thursdays.
On the banana boat.
Thursdays here or on the banana boat.
Yeah.
That's it.
And
you have, and iTunes and all those other places.
iTunes and Creative Colorful People. You can,
like I said,
we've actually done enough now that if you just put in Creative Colorful People in the Google, you can find us.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a scary thing.
And I'm the little whitey at the bottom of the picture.
Yep.
Big brother is watching.
It is a real scary thing. Because I've Googled myself lately.
Oh, really?
Just to see.
And you're up on probably 20 pages.
Yeah, it is kind of like that, you know. And I thought, and like I said, that phone number's on there everywhere. I'm like, Jesus, somebody one day is going to realize that they can contact me, and they're never going to let me sleep.
And it's actually my phone number,
But I'm the one who's going to have to answer.
He'll look at Valerie, answer that. Why don't you answer that? Valerie, answer that.
It's Claudio. Answer the phone.
That's right.
Claudio has his own little entry. I know when it's Claudio.
Isn't it a blessing to have an answering machine?
You got that
right. I love answering machines.
You got that right.
Absolutely.
That's what I've got. That's how I police my calls, and I'll pick it up. And, yeah, I'm here.
I haven't had a landline in like 15 years, so I don't have that. But I guess
voicemail.
No need
to go back to that.
We use our voicemail.
Yeah. So it's the same difference. And so what do you have coming up? Do you have anything planned on the show?
Yeah, what's the next one?
Ooh,
anything special?
What are we talking about this Thursday?
Oh, who knows? We never know. We never know, but it's always guaranteed to be interesting.
Now he just said that now it was scripted.
Yeah. Last I recall, it was
time, but we don't know. At 10 after we know Cliff is calling.
Okay.
At 20 after we know Chip's calling.
Okay.
At 30 after we probably have our sports talk. Mm-hmm. At 40 we might have a separate
talk.
Oh yeah, we didn't talk about TC.
TC. Mm-hmm. Yeah. TC. It's a
Sidelines is her little segment.
Mm-hmm. We just added her in the last 3 months, I guess, 4 months, something like that.
So she takes a look at sports.
She's a sporty kind of person too.
So you have people, you're like a little congregation there that where everybody's putting in their weekly bit. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Well, you know, you get people who are really good at what they do and you didn't put them in your pot. And it makes you really good.
Yeah.
That's right.
You get a bunch of spices, you throw them in there, and bam!
It's just like
that Claudia.
I depend on that.
Like, your spice concoction.
Oh, my tropical moon. Yes.
Tropical that's moon. Some good stuff.
Thank you.
We've eaten
and
all
I'm
ours.
I'm empty.
Well, I need to bring you some more.
Yeah,
that stuff is great.
Thank you.
And I love to cook too. So it
makes really
the
good
food
chili
analogy
powder.
Really
yes.
is kind of
even it even picks up a spaghetti sauce and makes it taste like you've aged it.
Yes.
I got so many compliments during my moon days.
Your tropical moon phase.
Yes. It's like, oh, that old thing.
And people go,
ancient family
who's
recipe.
Who's that guy on the picture? I don't know.
Oh, that's my cousin.
That's right. That's right.
Eat the food. Stop asking questions.
I loved at that time we were doing the
Claudio
art exhibit.
Claudio Johnson.
The art exhibit, and you came out and you said you had to explain why you had a. I want to say this tactfully, but I can't. Why you had a white person amongst mostly African art, and you said he's the only true African in the room.
Yeah.
I actually grew up in South Africa.
South Africa.
Yeah, that's right. That man came from the motherland. We're mutts. Leave him alone. But, you know, that's the really cool thing, too, about the show and about the art and the gallery mm-hmm. and whatnot. We get to just delve in everybody's culture.
That's
we
cool.
get
yeah,
to
yeah, yeah.
hang out with all sorts of people. And, you know, you don't necessarily just get that as a part of your regular education. So, mm-hmm. you know,
no.
it's learning something,
no. mm-hmm.
hanging out with. Never a dull moment. Sometimes situations, but never a dull moment.
All situations.
Yeah.
Well, I think we got to bring this to a wrap so John Paul can have enough time to get in here. So,
okay.
Valerie and Carl of Artful Greetings and Then Some. Thank you so
colorful,
much for being
creative,
on.
Colorful
and colorful
people.
Creative people included in okay. that. Yes.
Yes. yes.
Thank we you. Thank you for having us.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. Now, this we're going back to this as a standard. So,
okay.
And now that I've finally pulled you out of the canoe and back up on land for a minute.
You know, well, we want to come down your way to Broadway.
I'd love to have you guys down there.
One of the parties.
Good. Cool. Well, I'm actually planning one soon. And there's this Tool and Die place, which half of it is Tool and Die and the other half's a stage.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm. Those are the best joints.
Be a natural place.
Those
yeah.
are the best joints.
Yeah.
I bet you don't have any problems with crowd control.
So if you guys are tuning in, you've been forewarned. We're coming.
Yes.
And take down that sign, Broadway, we're closed. It's ridiculous.
Thanks, Audrey.
Okay. I'll see you folks soon. Thank you for tuning us in and for spending the better part of the hour with us. Until next time, this is Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater signing off. Cheers.